Semis, college football playoff.
Yeah, we are almost there. Thursday night, we get the first of the two, and then Friday, well, the first one, of course, is Miami and Ole Miss, and then Oregon IU on Friday. It feels like, you know, this playoff is a little bit different, obviously, because there's some new teams and fresh blood. I think it's just interesting because Miami hasn't won the national title since back in 2001. Like, it's been over two decades since any of these teams have won a national title, and that's only one of them because the other three don't have a solo national title. Ole Miss had were co-national champions with Minnesota back in like 1960, but IU and Oregon never have any national title of any kind in football. So it's nice to be able to get this potential to have the potential of a new national champion in college football, a sport that we've seen dominated so much by four or five teams over, you know, the course of this century. It feels like it's a good thing for college football.
Yeah, I think the college football playoff, I view this year as the first true college football playoff because of kind of what you're alluding to, which is for the first time, the college football playoff has resulted in like new blood. It's not just setting it up Alabama, Georgia again, and here, like,
Ohio State.
And I understand Oregon has been a power for a long time, but they haven't won a title.
Yeah,
and they've made some runs before, but they haven't won a title, and certainly Indiana is the one of all here that is the complete shock of everybody over the last couple of years. So this is the first real playoff, in my opinion.
This is dream scenario, and you know what? For as much as people get on here or college coaches go on there to complain, I'll be honest. This is why NIL's working. Complain about the system all you want. Call it pay for play all you want. Before this existed, it was just like four New York Yankees or Los Angeles Dodgers. And it was the same stupid teams in the college football playoff, and I had to watch them over and over and over again, Gold. And now, at the very least, I get new teams. Before NIL, Indiana would not be in this position.
Sure. Yep.
So the idea that we're going to get pretty much a brand new national champion, yeah, I'm interested in that. I've watched college football my entire life. It's the same. How many different teams do you think have won the national championship in the last 25 years in college football? I would guess it's less than seven.
I think it's more than seven because you have to include Miami and Florida as well in there.
In the last Oklahoma, 25 years, LSU, in the last 25 years, it's probably
10-ish. But no, your point still remains the same, Cody, in the fact that there are now 136 teams in FBS play, and only 10 of them have won a national title, or roughly 10 to 15 of them have won. I don't know what percentage that is. Yeah. That's obviously extremely low. So from a parity perspective, it has definitely helped.
Let me just go through the teams real quick. Here's the last few national championship winning teams. And just tell me this is the last 10 years. Ohio State, Michigan, Georgia, Alabama, LSU, Alabama, Clemson, Alabama,
10 years is different
Ohio
than 20.
10 years
you,
is t- yeah.
Totally with you
within
the last 10 years.
10 15,
when
yes.
you broaden it out to 25, I think you'd be surprised.
I know,
but
since
the CFP
it.
Has
10
been,
years, though, yes.
Yeah, since the CFP has come. I mean, well, and in that case, who do you guys like in these semis? Who do you think is going to play for the national title?
So,
Oregon, I like.
Okay.
See, so I think we're going to get Indiana, and I think Ole Miss is going to cover against Miami. I don't know if they can beat Miami. I think they're going to cover.
I like Miami in that matchup, too.
Indiana and Miami in the national title game.
I think Oregon-Miami.
I have Indiana and Miami in the national title.
Okay. Yeah.
I was the only one. I had Oregon.
Yeah. Miami's got a
close.
Miami looks like the team that we kind of thought they might be in September, where their O-line and D-line is just straight up dominant.
I just think Indiana clearly is. Like, Miami's playing great, and that's why I have them beating Ole Miss, even if Ole Miss covers. But Indiana just looks like clearly the best team in the country.
It is incredible the job that he's done, because if you look at the talent if you look at the best teams by talent, and there are 24/7 Sports that does this, real quick before we get to some portal news regarding all the locals, Indiana has the 72nd best roster in college football, and they look like the best team in the country by a mile.
Quarterback play, man, go a long way.
That and also you got the best head coach in all the land, and I mean, you can do some pretty impressive things, like smack Alabama.
Who's
the way
number
that
we've
two? Seen Alabama smack teams.
I'm with you.
Alabama has the second best roster on.
No. I mean, like, I'm with you on Cignetti being the best coach. Dan Lanning, to me, is 1B as far as best coaches in college football.
Dan
Kirby
Lanning,
Smart is right there.
Yes, Dan Lanning and Kirby Smart, I think, are the next two up. I would say in that. Conversation.
Problem is, Dan Lanning's got to actually win it. Like, there's no reason to ever leave Oregon. He doesn't need to, like, go to a different program or anything like that. He's only lost seven games, I think, or something.
Yeah.
His entire
career. I hear you. He's been there, but Cignetti hasn't won yet either. So, like, if we're doing by that logic, then
there's a lot of coaches.
Yes, but it's also like Indiana versus Oregon.
Yeah. I think that's
fair. There's a different scale.
But you said it.
It's getting closer than it ever has, no doubt. No doubt. It is working. I'm not doubting it. But like, I'm still not trying to pretend like Indiana's got the resources or the availability.
Well, the facilities are where it will take some time.
Local guy, right? You need a Casey Mo kid?
Well, he's coached in the air. Bink's going to text me in a second and give me the whole background.
No, he's from here. He's got played ties at William Jewell, I think.
Yeah, he's got ties to Kansas City.
He played at William Jewell College.
Went to Park Hill
private
South.
Private liberal arts.
Went to Park Hill South.
That's going to be the text that comes in from Bink. And then final thing real quick. So the transfer portal opened on Friday, right at midnight mayhem. 7,500 players, a little bit over that actually, entered the portal. Like roughly a good healthy amount of percentage of college football was in the portal. Austin Simmons today committed to Missouri. That's one of the bigger portal splashes, if you will. He had a no contact tag. It seemed like he was always going to go to Missouri. We'll see how it goes. But K-State obviously is making a ton of moves with what Colin Klein has done. Anytime you get a regime change, that's always going to be the case. KU getting in, dipping their toe into the portal pool a little bit. It'll be intriguing to see how the rest of the action goes the remaining 10 days now that we have the portal window open, because next Friday is when that sucker closes. So they have until next Friday, and that's the deadline for the rosters essentially to be built from a transfer portal perspective. So I'm sure there'll be more action, because we know that KU and K-State in particular have to get going with all the players that they lost. Missouri as well, from the wide receiver perspective.
Missouri just got Auburn starting linebacker, I saw, and
yeah, that's
at least
a lot of good talent.
That's a huge get. And at least they agree with us that Bo Prabula, you couldn't go into the season with Bo Prabula. And so
he held him back.
They also do not believe in Matt Zollers enough to get Austin Simmons. And then we'll see if they even, I don't know, I wouldn't be surprised if Missouri went after another guy that's like a vet in the portal as well. Just like a older player, maybe not that good, or they go for a smaller school guy just to get somebody else in the room, because you can't go into a season with two quarterbacks.
So we'll be sitting here in week zero or week one when they're playing, like, I don't know who the hell their first game is, like Arkansas Pine Bluff,
Missouri plays first.
And
Austin Simmons was always rated better than Bo Prabula, though. So I think there's some intrigue as well with
him. I'm just saying,
in.
Like, we're going to get there, and Eli Drinkwitz is going to be like, well, we're going to give each a half, and we're going to play that whole game
I think
again.
Austin Simmons will be the guy.
He should be.
He should be. I think it's a really good addition.
He's done that 2 years in a row, and he absolutely knew who the starter was both the times he did that. Yeah. Like, there wasn't, like, a debate. He made it very, like, it was very clear who the starter was.